Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a great day. It's time to get a little messy. It's the fifth day of Kinktober, so let's talk about spit play and cum play. Oh boy, this is something that certainly can be exciting. Spit play and cum play have to do with a sort of domination, usually, and really can extend into some pretty intense scenes. More often than not, it's seen as an accessory, and I don't know that I disagree with that concept. I have a hard time myself thinking of situations that would be based entirely in spit play, but I suppose that doesn't mean it's not there. Cum play, although by nature an accessory, certainly is a little bit more popular, so we'll start there. When I say accessory, what I'm really referring to is the idea that a kink can't be enjoyed alone. If it's accessory, it means that something else has to be done as part of it. There are certain kinks like shibari which are so separate from the rest of the space that, although they do fit delightfully into a scene, they can also just be done strictly platonically. Being tied up over clothes and getting to sit all comfy, bound up, is something that can be done without any sexual tension at all. Cum, by itself, somewhat necessitates a little bit of action, even if it's self-action. Now, when some people think of this kink, they go straight to extremes. They think gangbangs. They think massive amounts of cum. But it can be as simple as coming on someone's chest, their ass, their face. Part of this goes hand in hand with marking, a set of kinks that I'm particularly fond of. Whether it's someone wearing your jewelry, having your cum across their chest, making them wear your clothes, or no clothes at all. It's all part of it. Marking. Ownership. In this way, spit play can be used in much the same way. On the other hand, it can also be used as an act of domination. Something intense, visceral, a reward. When we're talking about gentle MDOM, this is something that's seen all the time, but not really marked as cum play. I think cum play is something that maybe gets reduced to just the most extreme acts. But a pat on the head saying, take it, baby. You've earned it. You know you have. You've been so good for me. That is in itself an act that's idolizing and making cum the star of the show. It's the thing that was worked for. Now, we haven't touched too much on it so far, but from a female dom perspective, cum play can also be quite exhilarating. This is something that I haven't actually experienced too much in real life, but the terms come for me, come when you're told, you'll only come when I let you. These are all very intrinsically tied to cum play. The idea is that cum is something to be manipulated and owned and controlled. It doesn't have to just be depraved. Part of this is also the idea that cum can be a central act. A milking table, completely anonymous with the act of just being brought to orgasm, is inherently a little bit cum play. It's about the act of taking. Now, despite all of these numerous examples, for many people, especially enthusiasts who have the kink, cum play is exactly messy. It is depraved, it is intense, it is something often done in a fervor. In a dervish of sexual tension and release, all bound up into one act that culminates into one glorious mess. It's the act of eating someone out until they squirm so much and so hard that the pleasure begins to wash over your face, completely covering you. You don't stop, though, because a little bit wouldn't be enough. The more there is, the better they feel. And more is exactly what you want. So much more that when you come up and kiss them on the lips, they have no choice but to taste how good they felt. A beautiful act of sharing. The more the merrier. Now, as fun as that is, for some people it is a lot of cleanup. It's a lot of intensity. Now I'm going to do something here that I haven't done before. I'm actually going to outwardly recommend an accessory if you're into cum play. This is something that I'll try my best to not do too often, but for the sake of this, It would be almost reductive of me to not mention them. Liberator throw pillows and blankets are some of the absolute best investments you can get into, especially if this kink is something you're interested in but terrified of. I know that lots of women are afraid of producing too much cum, making a mess, staining. For some people, even squirting as well. And a waterproof blanket and bed set will simply make all those worries go away. It's not like the full-on plastic coverings that a lot of people think of, imagining their grandparents' couches growing up. No, they're soft, wonderful, usually quite large for the bed, warm, and can just wash all of it off. It's a really beautiful investment if you want to get further into the kink, because believe me, if you like the kink, you're going to need a way to deal with everything. When we talk about excess, it doesn't just have to be from the woman, though. Something that I don't see brought up very often in a lot of audios in the GWA space is the fascination with an amount of cum. To be covered in one complete full orgasm. Rope after rope after rope, a reward for doing a good job. Knowing that the contortions on the face, the tensing of the muscles, something is on its way. The bigger the better for a lot of people. Now I'm going to speak momentarily just to those people, because you're some of my favorites. If you like the heavier, stronger orgasms, if you fantasize about getting covered head to toe, lying on your back, watching your partner lose themselves, well then, you should know something about me. When I come a lot. I'm not sure why it is. I'm not sure what caused it. I'm not even sure if it has to do with my inherent sexuality. I think it might just be biological. But when I come, I make sure that there's no question. If I edge, it's even worse. If I edge, I can feel the tension in my body rising. If I do it for long enough, say I'm reading a book, particularly enthralled, I hold it and hold it and hold it. I will lose it beautifully, spectacularly, catastrophically. When you hear me whimpering in audios, no, 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 no. It's because I can feel it in my body. I squeeze tight around my base. I try to stop it. I try to keep myself just a moment longer to ride that orgasm without coming. But I'll fail eventually. And when I do, I can feel it leaving my body. I can feel the heat running along the back of my cock. I can feel the sheer volume that's on its way. I feel everything in that moment. And it is delightful. It doesn't just stop then either. If I've edged for too long, I can leak for minutes. Scratching on my thighs, my head, everywhere will just make me leak and writhe as I continue to come over and over again. The word of the day being excess, remember. It doesn't just stop with the liquid itself. How could you say no when my body is writhing under your nails? Hearing me moan and whimper as I leak all over myself. A never-ending faucet. A tap. Pleasure. That you're giving me. That can become play. And it can be wonderful. Now then. Spit play is a little bit different. We don't need to have a precursor, but often there is one. It's most commonly associated with degradation. If you felt your ears burning a few days ago listening to degradation, well, give spit kink a shot. You might be surprised. For some people, the idea of spit kink is one that's very visceral, directly into the mouth, No, thank you. But have you ever considered that there are so many wonderful places to be spat on? All of your tits right before a tit job. Your ass so that it glistens nicely while you get pounded from behind. There's so many wonderful ways to engage in the kink without having to go too far. And hey, if you have a partner you trust, give it a try. It's something that I think can be quite delightful. Don't get me wrong. Mouth for many who have the kink is the ultimate goal. But don't think you won't enjoy it in other ways. You're allowed to have kinks lightly. You don't need to love everything as much as you love your favorite. You can sprinkle in the occasional love here or there. Say mirror play, for example, just like we discussed yesterday. What better proof to see on your body than all of your partner's dominance spread across your chest, your ass, and your face? To be treated like that and shown a reflection of what you look like. Messy. About to be taken. Imagine looking yourself in the eyes while his spit runs down your cheek and you feel him fill you up from behind. Just keep an open mind. Now then, to wrap up, if none of this appealed to you, don't worry. We'll be getting to some fun stuff soon. And not to tease, but one coming up might be a little bit more intensive. You wouldn't mind that, would you?